State regulators say they're getting hundreds of reports of dead deer in southeastern Wisconsin. It's a sign that an outbreak of a disease affecting the herd is spreading. We've made it to Friday. It's September 4th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Glad to be with you on this Friday. Coming up on the show today, a Wausau man who admitted to running a fake investment scheme will spend 8 years behind bars. And we'll hear from a best-selling author who calls her new book a, quote, love letter to Wisconsin.
I'm very proud to have spent so much of my life there, and I think it really shaped me. I think it made me a better, kinder, more interconnected person.
Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Jill Nadeau. We gardeners are an inquisitive bunch, always looking for ways to garden better. And on each episode of Garden Talk, I learn alongside you as we trade ideas, solve problems, and hear what's working in gardens across Wisconsin and the world. Bring your questions for our expert guests every Friday at 11, with an encore Saturday mornings at 5 on WPR News. Let's grow together.
Wisconsin wildlife regulators have now received almost 900 reports of dead deer in southeastern Wisconsin. As Danielle Kading reports, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the reports are tied to an infectious and often fatal disease.
The DNR confirmed epizootic hemorrhagic disease in two wild deer last month. First found in Wisconsin in 2002, it's spread by biting flies known as midges. People aren't at risk of being infected. The DNR's Wildlife Health Section Supervisor Jasmine Batten says they're receiving far more reports of dead deer than past outbreaks.
Significantly higher total numbers.
Most reports are coming from Washington County, but Batten urged people to take the numbers with a grain of salt.
We have a lot of people concerned about deer, so we could have some overreporting, you know, duplicate reports coming in.
Deer can die within a week of being infected. Batten says research suggests that outbreaks have been associated with environmental conditions, including drought. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin health officials are urging families to ensure that their children are vaccinated against measles as the new school year kicks off. The highly contagious virus continues to spread in Iowa, Lafayette, and Grant counties. Over the last month, there have been 108 reported cases, with the majority in children and teenagers. Stephanie Schauer is the head of the Wisconsin Immunization Program. She says families in the affected counties who are up to date on their shots do not need to worry about heading back to school.
That immunity is thought to be lifelong, and so there really isn't anything additional that families should be doing to protect themselves.
85% of kindergartners in the state were up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine last school year. More than 7% of Wisconsin kindergartners had an exemption to one or more vaccine requirements. That continues a years-long trend of more families opting out of some shots. A Wausau man has been sentenced to at least 8 years in prison for running a Ponzi scheme. Avery Martinez says Stanley Pofall defrauded almost 200 people out of $14 million.
Court records show Pofall used the money to buy hundreds of snowmobiles, rent a warehouse and a private plane, and pay his mortgage. Investigators say Pofall created a facade of wealth and success to lure in victims, claiming he was a crypto and real estate insider. Instead of investing, he used the money on whatever he liked. In a statement, an FBI agent said Pofall, quote, kept the scheme alive by using new victims' money to make payments to earlier investors. The scheme went on for years. Authorities charged Pofall in 2025 after an investigation by both FBI and IRS agents. Federal authorities are auctioning off hundreds of vehicles online to try and recoup the money. The 64-year-old has to pay back millions. It's Pofall's first criminal offense. Avery Martinez, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Enbridge says it now hopes to restore service to its Line 5 oil and gas pipeline by next Tuesday, this after a gas leak in northern Wisconsin. Enbridge said this week that its crews have been working to safely evaporate the remaining gas at the site in Iron County. Last week, a subcontractor's unoccupied truck rolled into an excavation site and struck the pipeline. Around 1.3 million gallons of mostly propane and butane vaporized into the atmosphere. No injuries have been reported, and a half-mile evacuation zone and no-fly zone remain in place around the site. State health officials say air monitoring shows no evidence of any health concerns outside of that evacuation area. No one is allowed to access the site without protective gear or clearance because of health risks. Enbridge has installed monitoring wells at the site and expects sampling results soon. Federal regulators are investigating the cause of the incident. Decades ago, a sword was stolen from a monument in Milwaukee. Alyssa Eaton has more on a new push to replace the missing sword.
If you're taking a walk in Juneau Park, you might notice a large granite block. The 100-year-old Spirit of Service Monument is an ode to the Arthurian legend of the sword and the stone. In the legend, King Arthur was given the throne after he removed the magical sword. But since at least 1947, the monument in Milwaukee has been missing its sword. Juneau Park Friends is a nonprofit group that is funding a project to change that. Board member Chris Root says it was his idea.
It can be overlooked quite easily if you're walking along the sidewalk or through the park at other areas. I had suggested, okay, well, let's replace the sword.
Root says the project will cost $5,000 and is expected to be completed this year. Alyssa Eaton, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we'll hear about a new book from a best-selling author and former Wisconsinite. It's been described as a love letter to her former home. Stay with us.
Current and emerging issues with a decidedly Wisconsin point of view.
We're putting the spotlight and sharing the stories and inspiration from the people making a difference in their communities.
My supreme hope is that this book is part of a greater mission to improve the health of women across the country.
Some people are crying out because they need somebody just to be nice. Don't judge, nudge, and push them forward.
Wisconsin Today. Weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
And finally, best-selling author Chloe Benjamin is out with a new book called Understory. The novel tackles loss and second chances, fungus and physics, and it's also packed with Wisconsin connections. Benjamin lived in Madison for 15 years and says the book is a love letter to the state of Wisconsin. It even features a cameo by a legendary Wisconsin public radio host. Benjamin talked with WPR's Rob Ferret on Wisconsin Today.
I love, there's an obscure radio show that gets referenced in the book called the Larry Mueller Show, WPR's own Larry Mueller. A little more of the Wisconsin there. You've been on Larry's show. I've talked to you on my old show, Central Time. A lot of great Wisconsin connections here in the book. Tell us a little more about how you let Wisconsin inspire you.
Oh my gosh. I think this book is so much a love letter to Wisconsin. And, you know, I grew up in San Francisco, which is also in the book. And then I moved to Madison for graduate school in 2010. And, you know, I'd never lived in the Midwest. I thought I'll just do my grad degree here and then maybe go back to San Francisco. And much to my astonishment, I stayed for 15 years. I fell in love with it like so many people have before me. And I, you know, didn't really know that I would ever live elsewhere, but my husband, whom I met in graduate school at UW, got a job at UC Berkeley. And so we moved out here mid-2025. So it was a very funny and poignant experience having written such a Wisconsin book right before moving away. And I love that there's a record of Wisconsin in my work. And I mean, Larry is such a Wisconsin icon. It was so much fun to write that transcript. The transcript that you mentioned is fully fictionalized. Like I wrote the transcript, but I just felt like I had to give a little nod to some of these, you know, really meaningful features of our lives in Wisconsin.
Now, with my job, I get to talk to a lot of people who are inspired by Wisconsin in their creative works, including fiction. Nationally, I don't know that that people think of Wisconsin as a source for great stories. Do you feel like that? You've kind of got both views outside, inside Wisconsin. Do you think Wisconsin gets the love and attention it deserves from authors other than yourself?
I think it always deserves more, especially national recognition. You know, it's such an interesting place, and it has such a fascinating environmental history, political history. There's so much incredible work coming out of the university, but also all kinds of people with down-to-earth lived experience throughout the state. And I do feel very passionate about making sure people know Wisconsin is no flyover state. I'm very proud to have spent so much of my life there. And I think it really shaped me. I think it made me a better, kinder, more interconnected person, both with others and with the natural world. So there's a lot of fantastic writers who live in Wisconsin, but it's wonderful to kind of keep spreading the word on a larger scale.
Now you're coming back to Wisconsin to promote the book, Boswell's in Milwaukee and the Wisconsin Book Festival in Madison. What is on your, hey, I'm going to be in Wisconsin, I have to do blank list?
Oh my gosh. You know, my favorite season in Wisconsin is fall. And so just to be able to like wander around, hopefully we'll have some change in the leaves. I think no one does fall decor like Madison. And I probably have to have some cheese curds. I know that might be seen as a little touristy, but I think Wisconsinites agree that like it is also something that we love in Wisconsin. I can't wait to see, you know, friends and loved ones. I really miss my community. I also mentioned in the acknowledgments of this book some of the Madison coffee shops where I did a lot of writing. And so whenever I'm in Madison now, I have to visit places like Johnson Public House where a lot of this book was written and a lot of coffee was enjoyed as I was banging my head against the wall and trying to figure out time travel.
That was best-selling author and former Wisconsinite Chloe Benjamin. You can hear the full conversation at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today. And a quick note, if you're like, hey, what is happening? I was looking for Wisconsin Life. It's a Friday. It's not here in the podcast. Stick around, because on Monday, Labor Day, we've got a special show for you, and Wisconsin Life is going to be right in there. So if you hit subscribe, it'll show up automatically for you on Monday. And we got to get your forecast in here before closing out for the day. Scattered showers and storms in eastern Wisconsin to start the day. Central Wisconsin seeing a few storms this morning as well. That'll be clearing throughout the day, but it's going to be hot and humid once again with highs in the 80s and 90s today. Lows down into the 60s with plenty of fog overnight. But things are looking pretty nice for the weekend. Highs in the 70s and 80s on both Saturday and Sunday with lots of sunshine, and that humidity will drop down as well. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Have a great weekend. We will be back in your feed on Monday for a very special Labor Day edition of Wisconsin Today Morning News. So have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.